The 26th path of Ayin. The 26th path is called the renewing intelligence because the holy God renews by it all the changing things which are renewed by the creation of the world. The renewing intelligence implies reproduction, recreation, and rejuvenation. This is physical renewal as the divine life force issues from Tiferet into the form-building sphere of Hod. But it is also the renovation of consciousness, which, even as it undergoes the process of renewal, still maintains a fundamental composition that the student must strive to rise above. The Hebrew letter Ayin means eye. This refers both to the physical eyes and the invisible third eye, and it points out the differences between outer mundane vision and true inner sight. Any sleight-of-hand magician can demonstrate how easily the physical eyes can be deceived. True inner vision, on the other hand, cannot be so easily fooled. On this path, one must be careful not to confuse the outer corporeal form for the inward reality. Reproduction of physical form is attributed here, so it is on this path that the student can be deluded by the illusion of the material. Although the realm of matter is very important to the stability of the universe, appearances can be deceiving. Here, the student must look beyond the mere form in Hod to perceive the light of Tiferet. A guided visualization into the path of Ayin. Summary. In this path working, the student travels from Malkut to Hod and continues on the path of Ayin, where he encounters the Greek god Pan. Along the way, he sees others who are stuck on the path of Ayin. He learns how the monster Typhon imprisons Zeus in a cavern, and he witnesses the rescue of Zeus by Pan and Hermes. Path emblem, a glass eye.